T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to argue about the Penguins. We have an update on Paul Evans. He actually returned to the sidelines this year, Ron. The old Pitt coach at 77 went to Admiral Farragut Academy right near his house in Annapolis, said he got a call from one of the board members and is coaching high school. He has coached a little bit of high school in the intervening years as well, but not for a while. So that's what's up with
him. Never back in major college basketball, though. Hard to believe.
Unbelievable.
All right, Joe, I can't wait any longer.
You have an email.
I am coming out of my chair here.
Okay.
I almost dropped my phone because I was thinking of you. The headline on this is Mike Ditka's charity, Gridiron Greats, and Pork Rind Appreciation Day.
Oh, we're okay. Going to get Ditka.
No. Hang on. You're getting excited on me here today. Good morning, it says. We're celebrating Pork Rind Appreciation Day, same day as the Super Bowl, with our NFL ambassadors. We're, of course, continuing to support Gridiron Greats, which is Coach Ditka's charity. We have Carl Eller, who we've already had,
yes,
and Mike Golick available for interviews to talk about Coach's charity, football, and pork rinds. That is up our alley, isn't it?
So, Sean was in my ear. Who's the spokesman this year, Ron?
Carl Eller, which we've already had on.
Yeah.
Do you like pork rinds, Carl?
Yes.
I sure do. And then Mike Golick.
Can we have Golick on?
We can reach out and try to have him on.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. Do we still have Carl Eller, Sean? Carl, do you like pork rinds?
I sure do.
You know, Starkey asks Pompeiani every week, Bob, do you like pork rinds? Every single week. Pork, nothing means more to him than pork rinds.
Yeah.
Now, we had on Joe Green. You said one of your great moments in your career is asking Joe Green if he likes pork rinds.
Yes.
We had Carl Eller. We asked him. And now we can try to reach out for Golick.
Golick. Yeah, I think he's next. I thought you might finish that with somebody like Jim Kelly or Thurman Thomas was coming around.
I only can control what I can control here.
Let's hear that one more time, Seth. I really love that. That the great Carl Eller, this actually happened. Carl, do you like pork rinds?
I sure do.
Oh, so we got to have, anytime we can talk about pork rinds, we're pretty happy, aren't we?
Oh, is that good. Ron, let's get back to the Penguins. Are they a better team than last year? You're not feeling optimistic. I am, for the simple reason that this team is designed largely, I think, around Letang and Petrie on that blue line. They want those two guys to carry the mail, so to speak.
Right.
Petrie played 26 minutes and something last night. He had like 20 seconds more than Letang. Letang walks back into the lineup after a month and everything he's been through.
Yeah, it doesn't miss
26
a minute.
Minutes.
Right.
So, listen, if you tell me that they're not going to have Jari again, then forget it. But if you tell me they do have Jari, I really like this team. 16-5-5 when he's in goal. And I think they're in very good position right here. I don't think that teams are going to catch them. They've got games in hand. I think they're going to move up if they stay. Health is always the factor.
Of course. You know what I don't like, Joe? I don't like the style that they play, the up and down way they play. And I've been saying this for a couple years. I think they're built for the regular season, but not for the playoffs. I don't know that they're physical enough for the playoffs. Their guys get beat up. They have no answer for that. I don't like the way Dumoulin is playing at all. I thought he had another really rough night last night. Although, you know, the pass to Letang on that deflection was good. You just can't continue to play up and down like that. And you're not going to win many games 7-6, even though they have great firepower. I just think they need to play more like they did against New Jersey on a more regular basis than they did last night. Again, it was, like you said, 1 of 82. It was entertaining as hell. But, you know, they fell behind 2-0, I believe, 4-3, 5-4. You can't keep coming back, especially in the playoffs. And they've been doing too much of this, you know, early in games, giving up early goals. I don't know. I just – something's missing for me, and I'm not quite sure what it is. But if Jari is healthy and at the top of his game, they got a shot. They got, and if he's not, they don't. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah, and I think that ties into, I actually do think that, especially this year, they are built for the playoffs. I thought they played well in their last two playoff series. They simply didn't have the goaltending, to me. And now this year they've tried to add physicality, especially on their blue line in the form of Ruta and maybe a little bit with Petrie as well. I do think they're better positioned, but I thought they were pretty well positioned and built for the playoffs the last 2 years. You know, that Rangers team that they were better than went on to play a 7-game series against Tampa. I think the Penguins were capable of that.
Yeah. No, you're right. We'll see. I mean, that just...
Give me the goalie.
That's what you need. You know, but it's just hard for me to believe how you go from a great playing style 2-1 game and that you lose in overtime and then to a 7-6 game. And I think it drives Sully crazy, too.
Have they done a lot of that, though?
They've been way up and down. I mean,
well, yes. They've been inconsistent.
7-game losing streak and a 6-game losing streak. And I think in between, they were 14-2-2. So we'll see. It's a long way to go. You know, P.A.O. Joseph didn't play much last night, did he? He and Ruedel didn't get a lot of ice time.
I don't know.
I don't believe. You know, and I don't think Dumoulin has never been the same player since that ankle surgery.
No, that's troubling. And it's the story of Dumoulin.
He was such a good player for so long. And we'll see. You know, they're the oldest team in the league, or at least they were starting the year. Are they going to run out of gas towards the end? That's something to monitor, too.
Yeah, that is something to monitor.
I don't know that Jeff Carter is adding too much.
No, their bottom six is what troubles me.
Now, yesterday, last night, the fourth line was the best line.
Yeah.
I mean, the third line was the one that didn't do too much. The third and fourth lines are getting all the scoring before last night. I think Heinen had a four-point night last night.
Yeah.
First goal since October 22nd. Gets a goal and has 4 points. And he's been streaky, so maybe we'll see. But they need more out of the bottom six.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind Hextall making a move there.
No doubt.
But if the issue is inconsistent defensive play, when you're without your goalie and your best defenseman, two of them, then that to me is the easy explanation. I don't think they're suddenly going to turn into the 80s Penguins, Ron. They're too smart. They're too well coached. And their best players know they can't do that. I think they're going to be okay down the stretch if Jari comes back. I don't know what his problem is right now.
No, what
happened to him?
Incredibly weird. You know, and you know, Sullivan, of course, offers nothing last night, saying it's an upper body injury. After the skate yesterday, Sullivan goes, Jari will start tonight.
Yeah.
And he showed up. What happened? Wasn't feeling well. Upper body. You know, I thought maybe he was sick. Oh, you wish he was sick. Upper body injury. And DeSmith said he found out 5 minutes before the game he was starting.
Ron.
And had that empty seat on the bench.
Very strange. Very strange situation. I also saw yesterday that McDavid is like lapping people in terms of odds for the MVP. They might as well call that off right now.
Yeah,
he has 88 points in 48 games and 40 goals.
Amazing.
What's he on pace for here, Ron?
Amazing.
Hold on and let me figure it out. There's no competition.
Clearly.
He's the best player in the world.
Clearly,
he's the MVP.
Clearly the best player in the world. You know, we had Tyler Kennedy on. We've had Jay Caulfield on. And Jay's coming on today, I believe, at 1, that says you see him do stuff that nobody else does. Nobody else can do it. And I remember, you know, talking to Craig Patrick, who's watched games forever, and Eddie Johnston, who's watched it forever and 10 years, saying they've never, ever in their life seen anyone skate like he skates. And who was it last year before they played Edmonton? I think it was Sullivan, who said, you know, he has such speed that you have to back off. If you don't back off, he blows by you. And if you do back off, he has enough puck sense, game sense, that he'll find the open guy. Nobody does what he does. I love Sid. Sid's not as good as he is right now. Maybe not as good as he ever was at his best.
Well, he's on pace.
He's got to win. He's got to win something, too.
Not to get the MVP, though.
No, not to get the MVP.
He's on pace for 68 goals. This guy has a chance to score 70, and he's on pace for 150 points. So there's no competition here. None. They might as well hand him the Hart Trophy before his next game.
The speed of what he does is just incredible.
How much do you put on him for not winning?
Obviously he needs help. He plays with Draisaitl, who's another great player. But the franchise has done poorly surrounding him. Their goaltending, they've had issues there. You know, I don't follow him closely enough. But, I mean, unfortunately, those guys are always going to be mentioned, the great ones. How much did their team win?
Yeah.
I mean, Ovechkin may end up as the all-time greatest goal scorer. If he hadn't won that cup a couple years ago, people would have always been said, yeah, but.
Yeah, the thing is, with McDavid, he's never had close to the best team.
Right.
Ovechkin had the President's Trophy-winning teams that didn't win. To me, that's different, Ron. He's had a great player. But I'm looking at the Oilers year by year, fifth in the West, 14th, 12th, 14th, 4th. He's never had close to the best team. And last year, they actually had a pretty dramatic run where they got to the conference finals against an Avalanche team that's a million times better than them.
Right.
So I don't know. I look at him as Barry Sanders. He's like an all-time great legendary player and just doesn't have enough around him to win.
I think we've talked about this before. How long is he staying in Edmonton?
That's a great question.
How long?
Let me ask you this.
Hey, they got rid of Gretzky left there.
If Gretzky were on this era's Oilers, or Mario, or Sid, or Bobby Orr, or Gordie Howe, do they win a cup so far?
Probably not.
I don't think so. I can't hold this against this guy.
Probably not. But I'll tell you, you talk about a guy worth watching a game for just to see what he does.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And Krinkulant.
I was going to say it. You beat me to it.
Sean, you should have jumped in there with Krinkulant.
Would you like your little treat now, Joe?
Ron, it's one treat after another. You know what? Tease to that treat. What is it, my birthday? Every time I turn around, there's a treat.
Something little.
He just keeps...
A little treat.
He keeps jumping in.
But this one I like, Ron.
Oh, it's a treat for you. Ron, not so much.
No treats for Ron? Can you make a treat for Ron before the end of the show so we can have something for the whole class?
I will see what I can put together.
You and Joe Kopp used to come up with those great cookie surprises.
Oh, were they
great?
We're
about due for one.
Remember Cabali was three of them? Now that's unbelievable.
I remember Jerome was one. I think Leland was one.
We had one other really good one. Who was it, Ron? Jerome was a treat, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and so was Leland.
That made your day.
If I'm talking my two favorite people all time, Jerome and Leland.
And me. That's
Jerome
your three stars.
Jerome and Leland.
Your three stars.
Jerome and Leland.
Fan Hotline, presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Sean has a treat for me next. We have Bob Nightingale Hall of Fame voter coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about that as well coming up here. It's a one-man class, and there are some people missing, I think. Ron's a voter. We'll talk about it. And then later in the show, the NFL Awards finalists are out. Let's talk all about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.